Sarah, one of us, congratulations on the season. I thought you would have got to a grand final. But you've got to start somewhere.
Yep.
And the start is today, and it's a great effort. And the competitive nature of this time is good. The Inverell on the day were just a little too good.
Yep, so Inverell have been the team to beat all year, and today they definitely proved why. They just come out firing and just completely dominated us, and, you know, it was a really tough day out for us. But I'm so proud of our girls, about, you know, where we came from. The first half of our season, we were just learning to play the game, so the fact that we're in a grand final is still amazing.
I've done a great job with you. Every single week you've seen 12 there, Tuesday and Thursday, getting out there, just trying to work it out. But like any skill-based sport, it just takes time. That's the great thing about playoffs, is that you've got that opportunity to put all that hard work throughout the season into practice.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, we've had a lot of help from our club this year. They've been so supportive. Bruce Hawkins, as our president, has been amazing and backed us 100%. Start of the year, he said, when I said I wanted to start a team, he said, do whatever you want and I'll support you all the way. And they've definitely done that. Players like Joel McKenty. On Thursday night, we had Tim Gavin, an ex-Wallaby, come to our training session and just say how proud, you know, he was that we're now part of the club, and wished us all the best. And, you know, and it was really...
As you said, Hawker and everybody at the club has been welcoming for you. Should we have separate dressing sheets for the girls? Or we're quite happy to share with the blokes at the moment.
Do you know what? We're actually really surprised about how it's turned out. Towards the end of our season, the thing that stands to mind was, you know, we were in the dressing sheds and we were all dressed, you know, putting on makeup, and the boys come in and like, yeah, hope you don't mind, we're having a shower, you know. And I think that's, just club spirit. We're all players rather than, you know, there's definitely no sexism, you know, happening in our club. It's just all football players. And, you know, I think there needs to be some, you know, hopefully we can get some grants that come in so that we can put in, dividers in our showers, and that would solve any problems. But it's definitely not a men versus females anymore.
One of the things that's been really, really great about it is that lots of new women have come in who've never played the game. That's certainly happened with Gunnedah. And also, while you've had individual days there where you played at 2:30 before first grade, you've also had gala days as well. So that's just helped you accelerate your ability to be able to play the game better.
Yeah, definitely. The respect that we've gotten from everyone involved, all clubs, has been amazing, and allowing us to play before first grade, I think, sets a standard that, you know, we're equal, and that's been really great to see.
Well, Sarah, congratulations to you and everybody at the Gunnedah Red Devils, to Hick, and also, of course, think they've done a great job. But everybody that's been part of the five teams, the spirit of it's been absolutely brilliant. The rugby's been awesome. And I suppose one final question is, could we eventually have maybe a tennis side or a 15-side representative side that comes out of the sevens? It's a different dynamic, it's a different game. Yeah, but there's got to be room for the bigger lady to play the plays in the top five, because that's one of the great frustrations.
Yeah.
Is for the 6'4" girl, or the girl that's over 100 kg, is sevens is a little bit exhausting or a little bit cumbersome, and it's one of those great challenges for the game moving forward, is to get everybody on board. But sevens is a fantastic dynamic game as it is for the moment, and we've just got to keep working away at it.
Yeah, I think sevens has definitely been the opener, you know, to women's rugby. I think if you said let's have 15 straight away, I think there would have been a lot of girls shy away from that. The thing that I'm really proud of about us making the grand final is that we're not a traditional seven side. We have girls in our team that are over 100 kilos, and you know, we've had to change our style of game. Today it didn't work for us. You know, like I said, Inverell just dominated us. To be in the grand final, we had to change the game, and instead of playing like a seven, play our own style to suit our bigger girls. And I think we've done it well, and I'm really proud of them for sticking at it, you know, and stepping up and playing a competition where you have to fight. You know, we had a girl this year break a leg and still managed to put the ball back in play that set us up for a try, and, you know, that led us, you know, playing Pirates in the final. So it's everyone in our team has stepped up and made us proud.
So everybody at Gunnedah Rugby is proud of what you guys have done. You've done a great job, and we look forward to 2019, but you might be heading down to Scone for the first of us in November as well, which will be a little bit of fun as well. But thank you for your time, and wish you all the best moving forward.
No worries, thanks for that. We've our next game is actually Byron Simmons. We've got a few sponsors. In saying that, I want to thank Mex and Amps this year for sponsoring us, because at the beginning of the year, when I said let's get a team together, it takes a big step for companies to fork out the money to sponsor a team. That's never happened before, and you know, I think we've definitely made them proud. But we've got a few sponsors for Byron, so we'll get a specialty kit and head up that way, and then definitely down to the Scone.
Yeah, well, nice big palm tree on it. But thank you for your time. I wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you for that.